going to have Dr. Sherry Picto. She currently works as a professor at Mount St. Vincent, and she's going to speak on loss of ancestral knowledge from loss of forests.
Thank you.
Wow, such a wonderful turnout, and I, like Melissa, I'm from southwest Nova Scotia, that place called Elsetook, which means where the water cuts high through the rocks, otherwise known as Bear River First Nation. And I, like Melissa, I have ancestors buried in Kejimkujik National Park. I'm just going to start out with a little story, and this is got to be very brief because I have to run back to teach. In the mid-1990s, to the mid to the late 1990s, Elsetook had a stream and fish habitat crew that was quite successful to the point that it was on Discovery Channel, or they were featured on Discovery Channel. And they were quite successful in bringing the wild salmon back. But they had two challenges. And the number one challenge, it was illegal at the time and we didn't know it, was the clear cutting practices that would go down to the edge of the streams and the rivers, removing the natural canopy that was necessary to maintain that ecosystem. The second challenge was with the ocean, and that was with the farm salmon escapees full of antibiotics that came up and destroyed all the wild salmon. The point here that I'm trying to make is that these are interconnected ecosystems. And we as humans are part of that ecosystem. Thus, by destroying the forest, you're destroying whole ecosystems. And for the Indigenous people and the Mi'kmaq people, this is what we depend on. This is where our knowledge derives from. It's the source of our food, and it continues to be the source of our food and shelter. For generations, the forest has served as our education system, our social system, our economic system, and yes, even our political system. But for Mi'kmaq people, traditionally, when we say the law of the land, we mean the law of the land. The land dictates the law to us, not the other way around. Therefore, this type of violence, this type of clear-cutting, we look at as violence to the land, and therefore it's violence to us. And nowhere is this more apparent than the unacceptable numbers of missing and murdered Indigenous women and the discrimination that our children still face. And this is connected to, of course, the gender discrimination that's still in the so-called Indian Act that dictates who and when we can be Indigenous. But more specifically, it's connected to this. And why I say that is because when you destroy the ecosystem, you're destroying our existence as Indigenous people, and particularly for Indigenous women. Because in the forest, that's where our knowledge lies, that's where our systems lies to restore the rightful place and the roles of Indigenous women in their societies that colonialism for the last 500 years have displaced us from. Therefore, as we mourn the loss of a forest, we mourn the loss of our knowledge and the food system that has been sustaining us for over 13,000 years. Even before the glaciers. And I just want to end on this note. I know that the Nova Scotia government is in negotiations with the Mi'kmaq leadership over some of these lands, but what is the point of negotiation? It's like in Kejimkujik National Park, clear cutting up to the boundary of that's all interconnected. So do not negotiate with our people to give us little pieces back when you plan to clear cut all around us. Msidno Ogama, and thank you for allowing me to speak today.
Thank you.